If you can imagine a world where many tasks such as buying and selling, harvesting crops and farms, teaching, among others, are handled not by human beings, but by electronically controlled objects, then you will realize that the world is tending towards artificial intelligence, thus the need for the current efforts to impact robotic skills in Nigerians. In a remark at a training in Lagos, the Consul General, U.S. Consulate Lagos, John Bray said the future of the world is in the use of robots to achieve most human tasks, and that it behoves on progressive nations to join the trend before it is too late.
This is only the beginning of our efforts to support robotics education in Nigeria. Next year, Kingsley and his team will visit schools in the 12 participating states to monitor and support the integration of robotics education in the classroom.
Bray, who stated that he had no doubt that Nigeria will excel at international robotics context, stressed the commitment of the U.S. government to educational development in the country. The grand finale of the training will be a national robotics competition in Abeokuta, Ogun State, which will involve 9 states, including Lagos, Oyo, Osun, and Delta. Bray promised that all the participating students will be given 40 robots each. The global director of the robotics movement, Ross Fisher-Eve, said the program started in Nigeria in recognition of the country's strong influence in accelerating the initiative in Africa.
It opens up opportunities to jobs and skills that are very much part of the 21st century. Biggest change happening in education, learning how to write simple instructions to make, like I say, dumb machines smarter, to build for innovation, economics.
Contributing, the program director in the country, Kingsley Emade, urged Nigerians to acquire skills in robotics in order to still remain relevant.
Every adult can also learn to prepare for the future. You will begin to hear a lot of things. The self-driving car comes online. There will be no drivers. Now, even the banks, the ATM is a robot. The drone is also a robot. But they will need those people who will make sure it works. People should start understanding that this is coming. How everybody can just get the idea behind robotics, which is more about computational thinking. That's one skill required for the fourth industrial revolution.
Participants included school children from primary to university levels, teachers and others in position of imparting knowledge. Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.